Nap. Nap.
Nap.
Nap.
Nap.
Nap. Hi, everyone. I'm Ted Warble.
And I'm Janet Warble.
We're filling in for that foul-mouthed face boy and that filthy vegan...
Enabler,
co-host,
uh-huh.
Catherine, because they're running a little late. Now, if you remember us, we were here once before. We did a show all about snacks.
You know, when the vegan heathen wasn't here.
When that filthy vegan, they don't bathe.
They don't.
The vegans, they don't bathe.
It's because the soap is probably made of animals.
That's probably why.
The tears of whales.
So last time we were here, we did a show about snacks. All about snacks.
I love snacks.
Oh, I love snacks.
All too. About snacks.
We gave you all kinds of snack hacks.
All of the snack hacks.
Told you all about the snack packs.
Gave you the snack pack snack hacks.
Told you about making a snack rack in your fridge, put your snack packs.
That's right. If you wanted a snack rack for all your snack pack snack hacks, you got a snack rack.
Told you about my cousin Emily, who's got a snack shack.
That's right. Emily, the snack shack queen.
Emily, the snack shack queen.
That's right. Queen of the snack shacks.
Queen of the snack shacks.
Yeah, she's got a full rack of snack shacks. Well, a full snack shack of racks.
A full rack in her snack shack.
It's full of racks. Snack shack full of racks. Full of snacks. Full of life hack snacks.
And we, a lot of people think that if you snack, it's unhealthy. But, well, you know, snacking is healthy. But today...
Yeah, today we're going to talk about...
We're going to talk about the little, you could call it a sleep snack.
It's a sleep snack.
It's a nap.
It's a nap.
All about naps and napping.
Naps?
Are naps. Naps.
And are, napping.
Naps are the snack of sleep.
Ooh.
Now, Janet, you've done some research.
That's right, I did.
On snacks.
I did a lot of heavy research on naps.
I'm
glad you said snack, but meant nap because it's the same thing.
So tell us a little bit about what you found in your research.
Well, I'm going to say it in my own words here.
Okay.
For other uses, see nap. Disambiguation.
Those are your own words.
That's right. Here I have a picture of a hammock napping on a patio in Costa Rica. A nap...
A hammock nap
with a little snack pack in a hammock. That's right. In Costa Rica, on a patio.
On a patio.
A patio hammock nap. Now, what I like to say, the most important thing to remember is this. A nap is a short period of sleep, typically taken... during daytime hours as an adjunct to the usual nocturnal sleep period.
An adjunct to the usual nocturnal sleep period.
That's right. Meaning, it's not the same. It's also. Also meaning that naps are most often taken as a response to drowsiness.
Sleepy.
That's right. Feeling a little drowsy, take a nap. Feeling a little hangry, take a snack. Drowsy is the hangry of your sleep cycle.
Drowsy is the hangry of your sleep cycle.
Yeah. During waking hours, of course. Because if you're drowsy at night, you're just asleep.
You're just sleeping.
Or you're sleepwalking.
Or you're in insomnia.
Oh, let's not get off the rails now there, Ted. A nap is a form of biphasic or polyphasic sleep.
Biphasic or polyphasic sleep.
That's
now, what's
right.
that?
Obviously, it's a bunch of heathens from New York who don't know any better and can't commit. But it's also where the latter terms also include longer periods of sleep in addition to one single period. So it's just like, you know, the bisexuals and the polysexuals. Heathens. But it's a nap, and that's what makes it okay. Cultural attitudes toward napping during the workday vary. In many Western cultures, children and the elderly are expected to nap.
Do you remember that, taking a nap at school?
I remember my blanket.
Nap time.
Nap time was the best time.
Oh, I liked nap time.
I had my blanket with my name stitched into it.
Now, did you have your nap time after your snack time or before your snack time?
Oh, man. I feel like I remember sneaking snack time on both sides of nap time because I don't want to wake up to no snacks and I don't want to go to sleep thinking about a life without them. Yeah. So I would take my snacks and it would be two cookies in a pack and I'd have one before my nap, sneak it under my pillow, and the other after my nap.
I wonder what the teachers did during nap time.
Hmm. I wish we had a clip. When we edit this later, that's where we'll put one. In these cultures, most working adults are not expected to sleep during the day, and napping on the job is widely considered unacceptable.
Well, maybe jobs should have some nap time.
That's right.
A little nap break.
If you have a snack room, why not have a nap room?
Why not have a nap room?
I mean, why not?
Then you wouldn't have people napping on the job.
That's right.
It'd be part of their workday.
It'd be scheduled in like a smoke break.
Like a,
how come filthy smokers are allowed to have their snacks?
Yeah.
Especially in hot climates.
Siesta.
That's right. Other cultures serve the largest meals at midday. Oh, that's taking it to pushing it to the limit there. With allowance for a nap period.
A siesta.
Afterward, before returning to work.
That's a lot of research you've done. You got more there, Gina?
Oh, I do. I have the benefits. I have the negative effects. I have a power nap stimulant or caffeine nap. That's for the drug doers. Systematic napping as a lifestyle, which I'd love to talk more about because I've really been researching it. I've also got nerd notes, further reading, and some links for all of y'all. At home, if you want to do some more research into naps, if you think I've missed anything in my very cohesive research on the subject.
Well, continue then.
Oh, I'd love to. I'll go right into the next thing and talk about my favorite, the benefits of napping.
The benefits of napping.
Napping is a physiological and psychologically beneficial. There was no A. I don't know why I put an A. But maybe that's because I'm so excited about snacks and naps, and both snacks and naps both have an E in it.
They both have A's.
Napping for 20 minutes can help refresh the mind, improve overall alertness, boost mood, and increase productivity.
I tried that just the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I was feeling a little sleepy, and I said, maybe I'm going to try a little power nap. I'm going to set my timer for 20 minutes, actually maybe 21 minutes.
Oh.
To allow time to, you know, fall asleep. Because you don't just close your eyes and nap right away.
No.
It takes at least a minute.
Yeah.
I woke up, refreshed. Didn't need any of that devil's brew coffee. That caffeine.
That is the devil's brew. You might as well just do cocaine and shoot it straight into your veins.
Might as well.
Heathens. Although I don't think coffee's vegan. Because it comes out of the butts of some animals. Napping may benefit the heart. In a 6-year study of Greek adults, speaking of, okay, researchers found that men who took naps at least 3 times a week had 37% lower risk of heart-related death.
37% lower rates of heart-related deaths. Just take a nap 3 times a week.
That's right. Lower your risk of a heart attack.
With a nap.
With a nap.
With a nap.
Nap yourself.
Alive.
To forever.
If you nap, you'll never die.
That's right. Nap yourself alive. If you nap, you'll never die.
Nap yourself alive. If you nap, you'll never die.
Nap yourself into forever. For years, scientists have been investigating the benefits of napping, including the 30-minute nap, as well as sleep durations of 1 to 2 hours. Performance across a wide range of cognitive processes has been tested. Studies demonstrate that naps are as good as a night of sleep for some types of memory tasks. A NASA study, that's space. Led by David F. Dinges, professor at University of wherever found that naps can improve certain memory functions and that long naps are more effective than short ones. In that NASA study, volunteers spent several days living on one of 18 different sleep schedules. All in a laboratory setting. Couldn't be more natural than that.
Couldn't be.
That's right. You want to test real effects of napping? Do it in a lab. It's a lab nap.
Take a lab nap. You'll never forget anything again. You'll be an elephant.
That's right. In a lab, take a nap. Be a little lab nap.
Be a little lab nap elephant.
Yeah. Little lab nap elephant. To measure the effectiveness of naps, tests probing memory, alertness, response time, and other cognitive skills were used.
I don't know about that probing.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they were Greeks, so, you know.
There you go.
You gotta probe them. Well, someone had to say it. The National Institute of Mental Health funded a team of doctors led by Alan Hobson, Robert Stickgold, and colleagues at Harvard University for a study which showed that a midday nap reverses information overload.
Information overload! Gotta take a nap!
That's right!
Oh, now I'm better.
Huh. Hey, are you thinking? You thinking about a lot of stuff?
Yeah.
Why don't you just escape thought with a nap? Yeah, it's a little mini vacation for your day.
And then all of your thoughts, they just kind of, they just get filed away correctly.
Yeah. Maybe you'll have a dream about something where you're chasing a dragon down a hallway and you're in your old high school and you're not wearing any clothing and then you're supposed to hand in your term paper, but you can't because you didn't do it because you didn't show up to class all year. And then you realize that's a message.
Or maybe you have a dream about like a broken guitar in a drippy hallway.
Maybe you do. Maybe you tune it. Maybe you can't.
Maybe you can't.
Maybe there's not enough strings. Maybe you have a recurring dream about this mushroom house in the middle of somewhere on a mountain. You think it's in Greece, but you don't know. And every time, sometimes you see a mushroom or an elf, you think about it and you're like, huh, I wish I could go back there.
Maybe you keep having this dream over and over again that you're in college, but you graduated college 30 or 40 years ago. And it's time to move and you haven't packed anything and there are no movers available. And you're saying, gosh darn, what am I going to do with my stuff? Where's it going to go? Are they going to throw my stuff away? What am I going to do? What's going to happen to me? Am I going to just lose all my stuff? Maybe they'll let me stay in college a little longer. Maybe I could like bribe someone or something like that. Or maybe like I could do some work as a maintenance person and stay on and like as an employee or what am I going to do?
Or maybe you have a nap. forget it. I missed it. Or maybe you have a recurring dream where you haven't really moved out of your old house, but you kind of have. And the people who moved in haven't really moved in. So you're just kind of squatting there. But also you're the intruder from the dreams you had when you used to live there where there was an intruder on the property. And now you realize that you really are everyone in the dream because you're the one that was intruding to begin with. And you're like, oh, my God, that's crazy. Because if I did this, I would be intruding on someone else's property because I don't live there anymore. But I'm the bad guy. And it's just like, oh, my God, is everything I am legend? Colleagues also demonstrated that in some cases, a one-hour nap could even boost performance to an individual's top levels. The NIM team wrote, "The bottom line is, we should stop feeling guilty about taking that power nap at work."
That's what we were saying before.
That's what we were saying.
Incorporated into the workday. Your workers will be more productive.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll start having dreams about being on a conveyor belt and there's a bunch of witches. And they're behind a glass, but you're on a conveyor belt, but you're still scared of them because they're witches. And it brings it right back to when you were 8 years old and you were scared of witches.
Or maybe you're having a dream where suddenly you're in a beautiful island and you want to appreciate it, but you keep losing your eyesight and this crazy man's starting to follow you. And you're like, oh, gosh. And you're running from him. And there's all these ladders. And you're like, I can't climb ladders. I can't even see. And then you look it up in your dream book. And it says if you lose your eyesight in a dream, there's children in danger of death. And all of a sudden, these babies are born premature in real life. The cardiovascular benefits of napping, siesta, or daytime sleep. The siesta habit has recently been associated with 37% reduction in coronary mortality, possibly due to reduced cardiovascular stress. mediated by daytime sleep. Nask et al., 2007. Nevertheless,
Why, oh my gosh!
Who said that?
Oh my goodness!
What was that?
Where did that come from?
I don't know!
Oh my!
Oh my gosh!
We'll have to talk to Pastor Brown about this.
Well, I'm obviously going to need another exorcism, and my butt's been tickling, but we should talk about that in private.
Studies on the relations between cardiovascular health and siesta have led to conflicting conclusions, possibly because of poor control of moderator variables such as physical activity. Which reminds me of this dream I didn't have about a white van and how somebody in my neighborhood was always trying to get at these white vans. And then all of a sudden, I think I'm in a time traveling dream because of this white van. And I don't know what the white van has to do with anything, but I think, oh, Libyans, like, you know, and Back to the Future. And I'm like, okay, it all makes sense. And then suddenly my husband's in the van. And I'm like, but I'm not even married. But in this future story, I am. And at the time I wasn't. But now where I live, there's white vans everywhere. And I think and I hope that I own the property next door in the future from the past because the time traveling thing that happens in the future.
Or what about those dreams where you're trapped in another city? You're all the way in another city and you only have $37 and no credit cards. And how are you going to get home? And then you're at the airport and you have got the $37 and no credit cards. And how are you going to get home? And then all of a sudden you're back in your city and you get on the subway, but the subway isn't going where you're supposed to be going. It's going somewhere else entirely. And how are you going to get home? How are you going to get home? How are you going to get home?
What about suddenly you're flying, right? You're in the air and you're like, oh, this is great. And you're like, oh, I really enjoy this, and you're like shooting up into the air, and then all of a sudden you're high up in the air and you're like, oh, wait a minute, I don't know how to fly. What am I doing here in the middle of the sky? I'm gonna die. And then you're like, what am I gonna do? Am I crashing? Am I floating? How am I gonna get there? And the next thing you know, you're just like crashing towards the ground, coming miles per hour. I don't even know numbers, but it's bad, it's fast, and it's scary. And you think, oh no, what's gonna happen next? Next thing you know, you're either peeing yourself or you're having an orgasm in real life and you can't explain it.
It is possible that people who take a siesta have different physical activity habits. Example, walking earlier and scheduling more activity during the morning. Such differences in physical activity may mediate different 24-hour profiles in cardiovascular function. Even if such effects of physical activity can be discounted for explaining the relationship between siesta and cardiovascular health, it is still unknown whether it is the daytime nap itself, a supine posture, or the expectancy of a nap that is the most important factor. It was recently suggested that a short nap can reduce stress and blood pressure. That's BP. The main changes in BP occurring between time of light off and the onset of stage one. Not cancer. But naps.
Naps cure cancer.
That's right. They cure cancer and death. Zaghari and his team have concluded that the acute time of falling asleep was where beneficial cardiovascular changes take place. This study has indicated that a large decline in blood pressure occurs during the daytime sleep onset period only when sleep is expected. However, when subjects rest in a supine position, the same reduction in blood pressure is not observed. That's right. You got to be in the right position for your nap.
Yeah. And it can affect your dreams too. If you're not in the right position, maybe you'll have one of those dreams where you're trying to clean the house and you're cleaning and you're cleaning. And then your brother comes over and he starts knocking stuff over and you're still cleaning. And then he knocks something else over and you're like, hey, I'm cleaning over here. And will you at least clean up what you knocked over? And he's like, no, I'm not going to do that. And he goes around undoing everything that you did over and over and over again. And the place is a complete mess. And all you're doing is trying to clean.
Or like one of those dreams where you're in this attic and you're like, why am I in an attic? And you're trying to go through these boxes and you're like, why am I going through these boxes? And then you find treasure and you're like, okay, whose treasure is this? And what do I do with it? Do I have to notify someone or is it mine? Finders keepers? Whose attic am I in? Do I even live here? Have I broken in? Am I robbing the place? Am I helping someone? Then someone comes in a window and you're like, what's this? Are you friend or foe? And you don't know what's going on. And then you're worried for your safety and you want someone to tell you who you are. You don't know, and you don't know know who they are. And then you're thinking, I am Quantum Leap, but you're not. You're not, and you're not. No one's going to be an Al. No one's going to tell you anything that's going on.
You know, they're talking about rebooting Quantum Leap.
Oh, I would love to see that.
I would love to see that. I loved that show.
Yeah.
We watched that show together.
Yeah.
When we first got married.
That's right. We went straight to the library. We filled out the papers, the applications. We got a library card. We went down to the VHS rentals. You know, you can take out VHSs at your library, your local library. You can also take out DVDs. And we got the whole series.
Boy, that Sam was good-hearted.
Yeah. You know?
He was a good-hearted man.
Good-hearted man.
Good-hearted man.
I mean, think of all the things he could have done, all the fun he could have had, and he didn't do any of that.
Could have started a bank account in his own name.
That's right. He could have.
In the past.
He could have.
All the interest would have made him all this money.
Yeah, he could have found a property that he knows isn't really, you know, taken care of in the future, purchased that in the past, and then just held on to it until later.
Could have invented Facebook.
Yeah, he could have invented a lot of things. He could have impregnated a lot of people. Could have changed history. Could have got a hand job from Marilyn Monroe.
Damn it.
Ah, well, I'm sorry. It's just, you know it. I get, you know how Quantum Leap gets me. The blood pressure reduction may be associated with the lower coronary mortality rate seen in the Mediterranean and Latin American populations where siestas are common. Sara Garizi assessed cardiovascular function, blood pressure, heart rate, and measurements of blood vessel dilation. While 9 healthy volunteers, 34 years of age on average, spent an hour standing quietly, reclining at rest, but not sleeping, or reclining to nap. All participants were restricted to 4 hours of sleep on the night prior to each of the sleep lab tests.
I can tell you how this turned out.
Not well.
The nappers did well.
That's right. But not the standers.
Boy, oh boy, I don't want to be a stander on 4 hours of sleep.
I can't. I could not be. I couldn't do a standard day on 4 hours of sleep.
Can't just stand there.
I couldn't even do a standard Sunday on a stander.
Let's say you get into that study and they tell you you're a stander.
Oh, no. I'd just get right out.
How much you paying me, buddy?
Not enough. Yeah. Let me tell you how this is going to go, Mr. Science. Not good. And you know what else? I might go crazy because I once heard about a story and there was a DJ who stayed up for a marathon and then he saw some bunny rabbits. And then he thought those bunny rabbits were coming at him real bad. And I don't remember if this is a story about a DJ where he freaked out about these bunny rabbits, but I know that DJ started to hallucinate. Or if I'm talking about the bunny rabbits that hit on a dad or someone's dad's car in an LSD story I heard once down at the gas station. But there's rabbits that are going to happen if you don't get sleep because you'll start to hallucinate. Sleep is important. During 3 daytime naps, he noted significant reductions in blood pressure and heart rate. By contrast, the team did not observe changes in cardiovascular function while the participants were standing or reclining at rest. I mean, why do they even need to do science about it? I could have told you that.
Well, why do we even need science?
I don't.
Evolution.
Yeah, evolution, that's
evolution.
Right.
Evolution.
Yeah. I know the real story. And I came of a rib. These findings also show that the greatest decline in blood pressure occurs between lights off, wait a minute, and lights on said daytime sleep. During the sleep period, which lasted 9.7 minutes on average, blood pressure decreased, while blood vessel dilation increased by more than 9%.
You did a lot of research.
Did a lot of research, and then I wrote down all the findings and all the different things. So, you know, there's a little change in blood pressure once a subject is actually asleep, and that's important to note. A study published in 2019 showed cardiovascular health benefits for people who used to nap once or twice a week. A hazard ratio, write that down in your little book of terms. I keep a list of new words. Hazard ratio, HR, for cardiovascular risk is 0.52, but not for daily nappers.
Not for nappers.
That's right. Not for daily nappers.
Not for nappers. Yeah. Not if you're napping.
Yeah. I want to point out something important. Prescribe napping for sleep disorders.
Prescribed napping.
That's right.
It's when your doctor writes a prescription.
For naps.
For a nap.
For naps.
For naps.
Not marijuana, but naps.
Marijuana.
That's
medical
right.
Marijuana.
What a scam.
What a scam.
Not like naps. Not prescribed naps.
Not prescribed naps.
Yeah, I don't cure all the problems those marijuanaers are having. It's been shown that if excessive daytime sleepiness, EDS. I know what that sounds like. Can be improved by prescribed napping and narcolepsy. That's right. Narcolepsy is the nap of sleep disorders. A study showed that narcoleptic patients remained awake longer in a dark room after a four. It's like they're birds, like little birds, and they're putting them in a cage.
Little birds in a cage.
We put a little blanket over it. I know people with narcolepsy, so it's personally very hilarious to me. Just put a little blanket on her. She'll fall asleep. Oh, you know, yeah, there's narcoleptics are no match for a dark room, I'll tell you that. Yeah, you just put them in a little bird cage with a blanket on it and zoomy zoom. There's Z's for days. Zeezy breezy. Oh, man. Oh, gosh. Whew, that was good. Oh, sorry, it's still good. Okay.
Polly, want a nap?
Not real. Oh, you just don't know. With the blanket over the cage, you don't know what time it is. They didn't just do it once. They did it for 4 weeks. During which they took 3 15-minute naps each day. Yeah. Longer naps seemed to increase their alertness even more.
Who the fuck?
Go figure. Apart from narcolepsy.
Oh, I'm sweating.
I'm crying. Apart from narcolepsy, it has not been demonstrated that naps are beneficial for EDS in any other sleep disorders. Now let's talk about something I don't really want to talk about, but we should. The negative effects.
Gotta be thorough.
That's right. Because I'm not going to be like the fake news and only give one side of the story. CNN.
But first, where is that foul-mouthed face boy in here yet? Neither is that filthy, godless vegan.
Probably smoking drugs outside.
Yeah, probably got too high on their medical marijuana.
With their coffees.
Drinking their coffee.
Caffeine.
So let's do this. This is a Drive to Five fundraising. Radio Free Brooklyn's Drive to Five fundraising campaign is underway. In May, Radio Free Brooklyn turns 5 years old, and we need to raise $25,000 so we can continue bringing you commercial-free independent radio for another 5 years. Because we think raising money should be fun, each month we'll be bringing listeners fun challenges with some great prizes. This month's challenge is a quiz to find out just how well you know which way.
Oh, a quiz is a nap for tests. It's
yes,
a snack.
It is.
It's a test snack.
It's a little test snack.
Yeah.
The top five scorers will win a limited edition 5th anniversary t-shirt. Please enter your show name as your favorite show. This show. A sleep show.
Oh, the nap show.
ASS.
I know, it's a sleep show.
A sleep show.
The nap show.
Or I guess it would be Art Star Scene Radio.
No.
No,
absolutely not. That's not my favorite show, I'll tell you that much.
No, indeed.
Yeah. I mean, those people don't take naps.
They don't snack.
They don't sleep.
They don't bathe.
Probably not. Probably out there trying to eat leaves and fennel seeds. Who likes fennel?
You can take the quiz, make a donation, or find out more at radiofreebrooklyn.org/drive-to-5. You can also dial 718-673. Ooh, excuse me. I had a little snack.
Oh.
A little burp. Excuse me.
That's a snack. An after snack.
After snack.
After snacks.
Dial 718-673-8201 and leave us a message letting us know why you love RFB or to wish us a happy birthday. Your message may be played on the air.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they do a song around this time. Do you want to do a song?
What?
Just sing a little song.
I'm not a singer.
I know, but, you know, it's part of the show.
Well, okay. Well, that was very nice. Not that I approve of the rock and roll. I don't like rock and roll at all. I mean, that was in the show notes. And I was like, why would you do Painted Black? That's so ridiculous. So emo. What does it even mean? What's it about? Probably drugs, death, or sex. Because it's music.
Because it's rock and roll music.
What is it ever about? Really? I mean, today sometimes it's about accepting yourself and loving your big body. But it's usually about sex, drugs, and snacks. I'm sorry. What was I talking about?
Let's get back to the detriments of naps.
Oh.
You know, because we are not one-sided like that NPR, the PBS.
Yeah. We give you the real news.
We give both you sides. Both sides.
We're not going to skirt away from the truth and give you the features when there's real news going on. We're the foxes. We're foxes over here.
We're fox.
Yeah, we're fox.
We're the Trump.
Yeah. We're going to give you the truth and the news, and we're not going to change it, and we're not going to avoid it.
And you just wait till that Trump comes out on top at the end of this week.
Yeah, you'll see. He's innocent. Yeah, that's what it'll be found. Because you know what? When you got a bunch of whippersnappers saying a bunch of hoo-ha, and you shut them up so they can't say they're hoo-ha, yeah, then you can't let them win. Shut their mouths. Snack. You know they have a snack drawer over there with candies in it?
Where?
At the Senate floor.
That's a great thing to have.
See, yeah, there's a candy.
Now the Republicans are in charge.
Yeah.
They got snack drawers.
You know that's a Republican snack drawer with Rolos in it.
Snack drawer.
Yeah, those are good. It's good snacks. Okay, I digress. I'm trying to avoid it because I don't want to talk about it because I just love
naps.
We love naps.
Love a good nap.
You know, I mean.
Cat nap.
You ever have a nap where you suddenly fallen from an airplane and you're like, oh no, or a building, or you're on an elevator and it's going down real
fast.
And you're just like, woof, and you got that feeling and then you catch yourself and maybe you piddled a little in your sleep. Maybe you didn't. It's okay. I like those dreams. Sleep inertia. Speaking of an object in motion, or not.
Sleep inertia.
Yeah. The state of grogginess, impaired cognition, and disorientation.
Woo! What's going on?
Fancy mental illness problems. Yeah. Sounds like brain stuff. Hoo-ha, new age, crystals, nonsense. When awakening from sleep is known as sleep inertia. This state reduces the speed of cognitive tasks, but has no effects on the accuracy of task performance. The effects of sleep inertia rarely last longer than 30 minutes in the absence of prior sleep deprivation. Yeah. So basically, they're just talking about how sleepy you get.
Yeah, it's really, so there's no detriments to naps.
Yeah.
That's a whole detriment right there.
Yeah, they're just saying you're going to be sleepy.
You're going to have a little sleepy.
But you were sleepy before you took the nap.
There you go.
So just take the nap.
Take the nap. You won't get heart disease. You'll live forever. You'll remember things.
Oh my gosh. You got to take a nap. Is that real?
Oh, that was real.
Well, God bless you. Association with health risks. Just to be clear, we're both scoffing at it.
We're scoffing.
Yeah, we're scoffing.
Health risk of naps.
Yeah. Come on. Scoff. Epidemiological research has suggested napping.
That's a research.
Come on. That just sounds like something that Dr. Pimple Popper could squeeze out of a cyst. Okay. Has suggested that napping has a risk factor for morbidity and mortality in elderly people. Is that like when you take a nap and you just want to stay asleep?
Oh, she was 97 years old and she died because she took a nap.
Yeah. You know, when I'm 97 years old, I want to go in my sleep too. Nana Mitsubishi. Okay. A prospective study involving 70-year-olds, specifically 70-year-olds. Okay. So if you're not 71 or if you're 69, you don't have to worry about it because it just involved 70. I want to explain sample size, sample pool. Okay. So this is just for 70-year-olds. It doesn't apply to everyone.
Doesn't apply to anyone okay. That's not 70.
Yeah. Found that taking a nap during the day doubled their mortality in 6.5 years of follow-up. So now you're talking about a 76.5-year-old. Or are we going the other way? So this study, it's got flaws in it already. But I'll go on. I'm just gonna point out that it's flawed, but I'm gonna tell you what it found. I just wanna give you both sides of it, the full truth.
Full truth.
The Fox truth.
Not NPR.
Yeah.
PBS.
That's right.
That we're paying for.
Yeah.
To lie.
Come on. If I wanted to be paid to get lied to, I'd go to a bar. I don't go to bars.
I know that.
Okay. Just saying. Independently of other risk factors, sex, blood pressure, and exercise. So, were they having sex? Because maybe they should have studied that, these 70-year-olds and the blood pressure. All right, anyway. Results of a case control study among Costa Ricans. Again, a specific sample pool.
If you're not a 70-year-old Costa Rican.
This is not your problem. It doesn't apply to you. They haven't tested it on your sample.
Put a blanket over your cage.
Okay.
Forget about it.
Just take a nap. you know? And if you don't have, if you can't take a nap, you just put a blanket on it. Now, Costa Ricans, but just the Costa Ricans, also indicated an elevated risk of myocardial infarction, which is a real fancy way of saying, am I going to take a nap or am I not going to take a nap? I don't know. Because let's find out what happened. As the frequency of naps increased after controlling for other possible factors. So what they're saying is that Costa Ricans, there was a, if they had a graph, and they didn't show a graph, so how am I even supposed to understand that that's what they're saying? So there's flaws in this study as well, is what I'm saying. But they're saying that there was a risk increase of MI the more that they napped. Maybe they're having scary dreams, these Costa Ricans. I don't know what it's like over there.
Yesterday, I took a nap, and I dreamt about this word, and get ready to Google, if you would.
Oh, it's a real one?
Yeah, I dreamt of Griff, G-R-I-F-F, dog. Griff dog. Then in the morning, I did a Google search on it, and just wait till you see the images.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. They all look like they're little wet dogs, even though they're not wet. And they got the
big eyeballs.
Google that at home. Griff, G-R-I-F-F. Dog, and you'll just have a little cute overload.
And then, if you want to have a snack after that, Google Criff Dog and get a hot dog.
Get yourself a hot dog.
Yeah. That's...
They're in the East Village?
Yeah, they are all... That, there's also a speakeasy over there, but again, I don't go to bars, so I don't know anything about it.
Get yourself a chili cheese hot dog.
Or a...
So healthy.
Vegan. Ha! Just kidding, you soulless vegans. Yeah, they have vegan things over there, and I don't let it deter me from eating there.
You have yourself a chili cheese hot dog 3 times a day, watch the pounds just shed off your body.
That's right. Have a chili cheese hot dog, have a nap 3 times a day. That's 3 chili cheeses, 3 naps.
You'll be nothing but muscle.
Yeah. You'll be a siesta fiesta force. That's right, a sleep party force.
All that protein.
Yeah.
You don't even need to exercise. Just eat the protein.
Yeah. Did you know that your brain produces protein?
There you go.
And if you don't have a nap, it starts to eat its own brains.
Yes, it does.
That's right. Now let's talk about sleep disorders, which again is only for people suffering from sleep disorders. I do want to point out that it does help people with narcolepsy, and it's good for people with narcolepsy, and that's what's so great about naps. But now we're talking about the problems with napping. So I want to say that this is only for people suffering from these specific problems.
That are Costa Ricans and 70 years old.
70-year-old Costa Ricans who are suffering specifically from insomnia or depression. Okay? So we're getting smaller and smaller, okay, on who this applies to.
And if you remember, if you are in this group, get in a cage, put a blanket over it.
That's right. If you just, you'll just take a nap so fast. If you're in a cage with a blanket over it, you don't know if it's night or day. You might as well be in a casino. But it's not. It's the opposite. It's a nap casino. And you know what? Jackpot every time. Hmm. That's right. For those suffering from insomnia or depression, naps may aggravate already disrupted sleep-wake pattern. Well, you got enough problems to deal with, you know? In a recent study, results suggested that napping had a negative impact on nocturnal sleep maintenance in insomnia patients. Again, not you, just them. But had no effect on control participants. Again, that's you. You're the control. You're the control participants. You're not these 70-year-old Costa Rican insomniacs with depression who can't take naps because it messes up their whatevers with their mitochondrial whatever. Okay? That's not your problem. That's their problem. You're the control. However, there was no significant difference in timing and duration of the nap between the two groups. Okay? So if you've got insomnia and you don't have insomnia, same nap problem for them, not you. Take a nap. Yes, for idiopathic, and that just sounds like their problem, not mine. Hypersomnia, don't even know what it is, not applicable. Patients typically experience sleep inertia. Again, who cares? What are we, scientists? What are we, rockets? And are unrefreshed after napping. You know what? Take a shower.
Take a shower.
Take a shower, a bath nap. Now, I want to talk about some. Now that we're out of the problems, because clearly they found none. Mm-hmm. I would say that the research was faulty. The facts were loose at best, but We presented it.
We presented it.
We presented both sides evenly.
Fox News.
Evenly.
Fox News.
We presented it. Unbiased.
Evenly. Unbiased. Didn't put our opinions in.
Full truth.
Didn't change the facts around.
Yeah. What is that?
Didn't apply one thing to another thing.
These are real facts. Real truths, real numbers. No fuzzy math, no alternative facts, none of those other buzzwords.
So the only time a nap is a problem is if you're a 70-year-old Costa Rican that's also an insomniac.
With depression.
With depression.
Otherwise, let's talk about the power nap.
Power nap.
Also known as stage two nap. That's right. What did we talk about earlier?
Stage one nap.
Uh-huh. We were teasing this, okay? We were teasing this real hard.
Little tease.
Little teasy tease.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
You didn't know we were going to bring it back, but we did.
Stage two nap.
Stage two is a short slumber. Gosh, I just love the way that's.
Don't you like that?
That's a snack slumber. For. That's a word snack.
A short slumber.
Tasty words.
Tasty. A short slumber.
Short slumber.
Slumber.
I slipped into a stage two
wanna
short
have a slumber,
slumber
party.
Ooh. How about a short slumber party?
A short slumber party.
That short slumber party was stage two. Of 20 minutes or less, which terminates before the occurrence of deep, slow-wave sleep. SWS. Sisters with sleep. Intended to quickly revitalize the napper. The expression power nap was coined by Cornell University social psychologist James Maas. For, can I get more naps, please? Moss. The 20-minute nap increases alertness and motor skills. Unless, of course, you're a 70-year-old Costa Rican insomniac with depression. And no one else.
That's it.
That's all. The 20-minute nap increases alertness and motor skills. Various durations may be recommended for power naps, which are very short compared to regular sleep.
Let's say you couldn't drive. You didn't have a license. You didn't know how to drive. Take a power nap. You can drive.
That's right. Hey, do you have a job interview coming up and you don't know what to do? Are you going to go in there prepared? Are you going to go in there unprepared? You know what you need to do?
Nap.
Take a nap.
Take a nap.
Take a nap. Your dreams will sort
we'll
it all
you,
out.
I'll tell you everything you need to know.
Everything you need to know. Like where your shirt is, and why you're not wearing one in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You're all of a sudden back in your old school.
There you are.
No pants.
Shirtless, pantless.
No shirt.
What's going on?
And you know what? The fashion show's going on.
There's your high school honey.
And all of a sudden you're like, I'm included in the fashion show? Oh, this was just for the cool kids. And they're like, well, now you got no pants and no shirt. You're the coolest kid in here because you got balls. And then you go, I do. And then you're like, maybe this is about my gender identity. And then you realize that that's hogwash for vegans.
Speaking of balls, now, kids, I read about this thing. These kids are saying that you have taste buds in your testicles, and these kids are getting on the TikTok and they're dipping their testicles in soy sauce.
Getting on the TikTok,
okay,
and dipping their
getting on the kids. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Just stop.
Just stop doing that. Next time you're thinking about doing that, take a have a snack and a nap.
Yeah, and not with your balls.
No,
with your mouth.
That's right.
The short duration prevents nappers from sleeping so long that they enter the slow wave portion of the normal sleep cycle without being able to complete the cycle. Yeah, that's the blue balls of sleep. But it's real. That's the difference. Entering deep slow wave sleep and failing to complete the normal sleep cycle can result in a phenomenon known as sleep inertia. And I know we went over this before, but I want to go over it again because I don't want to walk away without having presented both sides.
All sides.
All sides evenly, honestly, and with full transparency. So, sleep inertia is where one feels groggy, disoriented, and even sleepier than before beginning the nap. But is that even possible? Or are they not remembering what life was like before that nap?
Hmm.
In order to attain optimal post-nap performance, a stage two nap must be limited to the beginning of a sleep cycle, specifically sleep stages N1 and N2. You sunk my battleship. Typically 18 to 25 minutes. So put that on your nap clock.
Nap clock.
Yeah.
What does a trial need witnesses for anyway? I'm sorry, I just got into it.
Okay, let's talk about it. What are they going to say that we already haven't avoided hearing?
What are they going to say?
What are they going to say? Nothing we don't already fight. We're going to find it out in a book eventually. What do we need to know it now? Why do we need to know it now? We're going to find it out eventually. I'm not impatient. Are you impatient? I'm not impatient. I can wait to find out.
What? I mean, why? It's a trial. What do you need witnesses for? People who saw and heard things.
Never. Never in my life have I ever thought, you know what this trial needs more of?
Witnesses. And evidence.
No. No. I think everybody knows that it's just about who presents their case better and their side and their argument and who has more people on their side.
On their side.
That's right. Now, there's a home team advantage. And then there's an away team advantage. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you're going to do what you're going to do, maybe you should do it. Hey, stay in your lane.
Hmm.
How about that?
Yeah. House, you're the away team.
Yeah.
Senate, you're the home team.
Yeah.
Give us a home run.
Yeah. You should have known it when you scooted over with your jersey real slow and somber. Dramatics. Hmm. Like it was Halloween. Which I love because they give out snacks.
They give out little snack packs.
Yeah.
You get the snack size Reese's, you get the snack size Mars bar, you get the snack size.
Yeah, just to be clear, we don't like Halloween the holiday because it's for a bunch of heathens and pagans and burlesque dancers who dress up. But we love
Kit Kats.
Yeah, small ones.
Little tiny little Kit Kats.
Kit Kat snacks. Little Milky Ways. Little Three Musketeers.
Tiny little small packets of M&Ms.
Little M&M packs. Little small Macs.
Little small packets of peanut M&Ms.
Mm-mm. I do love a little nut. Just a little nut.
Little small packet of Almond Joy.
Oh, I love that. Just one nut. Not two. Just one.
Just one.
Just one nut.
Just one nut.
That's all you need.
You only need one nut.
And a little bit of coconut.
What do you need two nuts for?
Yeah. Not everyone needs two nuts.
Just need one nut.
Yeah. Experimental confirmation of the benefits of this brief nap comes from a Flinders University study in Australia, which 5, 10, 20, or 30-minute periods of sleep were given the greatest immediate improvement in measures of alertness. Why are they such a bunch of crybabies anyway? Like, what did they want to hear? What did they think they were going to hear? What did they think they were going to learn that we don't already know? What? It was a perfectly fine conversation. You heard him say it himself. It was a perfect conversation.
A perfect conversation. Perfect. You want some money? Do some investigation on my rival.
Yeah.
Fair.
Fair.
That's fair.
Fair. Because they're holding on to that information. And that's the problem. That nobody understands that there's corruption going on. And he's just trying to get to the bottom of it. And there he is doing the right thing.
Doing the fair thing for America.
Right. That's right. Because I don't want someone whose son was corrupt some number of years ago in a foreign country. And I don't know nothing about it. And it doesn't affect me. Because I need to know that that's not happening. And I want to know the dirt on it.
You want your money?
Yeah. Tell me what happened.
Tell me what happened.
Yeah.
Then you get your money.
I remember when I was a kid and I had secrets from my mom. She wouldn't let me have my snacks until I ratted on my brother.
You rat on your brother, you don't get your snack.
That's right. And it's family. That is family. Essentially, he is saying we're family. And I think that unifies the world more than anything. And I don't see it as corrupt and I don't see it as quid pro quo. And I don't see it as any of the other things that they're trying to say it was. It was a perfectly perfect conversation. And whatever they took out, it's for the safety of the people.
National security.
I don't need to know.
I just need to know where my next snack is coming from and where I'm going to get my next nap.
Yeah. And what I want to say is that he's following through on all of his promises. Well.
Every last one.
That's right. Especially the important ones.
The wall has been built.
Sure, some of it's falling.
Little bit of. You know, it's a wall. They fall.
Yeah. Berlin. Hello.
Thank you.
We've been there before. How come we're not getting the same reception?
Hoo-ha.
Yeah. How come they're not as happy about our wall falling as they were about that one? Huh?
Hmm?
What is that about?
What's that about?
I want to know because that just shows the corruption of the media. Because you're doing the same thing. That's mm-hmm. been done before.
Liberal media.
Right? It was well received when it happened the first time. And now all of a sudden, he can't. It's a problem.
It's a problem.
Okay. Look at your history, kids. Look at your history. If you see your history, you'll see what they're doing in the media.
Well, it looks like that foul-mouthed face boy and the filthy vegan, filthy godless vegan Catherine are not going to be here.
Doesn't surprise me.
So that means if you contribute, we get money for our research.
Oh,
yeah. And it's the same URL you go to, because it's a sleep show, so it's still sorry, ASS. Oh. Sorry, excuse me. I apologize.
It is a sleep show.
So if you want to give us some money, help us out.
We didn't know when we named it.
Here we go. You go to rfb.nyc/ASS. That's rfb.nyc/ASS.
Oh, I did it again.
Oh.
The greatest immediate improvement in measures of alertness and cognitive performance came after the 10 minutes of sleep. Huh.
Are you learning things?
Yeah.
Are you learning things? Are you getting facts?
Yeah. I want to point out that those 70-year-old Costa Ricans that were insomniacs with depression did not get the 10-minute sleep cycle.
Did not get the 10-minute sleep cycle. They didn't.
Did they get the
cage in the blanket?
No. No. They didn't even get the... How are you supposed to fall asleep? They don't put a blanket over your cage. What, are you just supposed to wing it? Oh.
That wasn't
on purpose. Oh, my God. That was good. I'm going to write that down. I'm going to try it
on a stage.
I'm going to do it in a stand-up.
I'm going to go to an open mic with that.
That'll be my opener and my closer. It's that good.
It's that good.
Oh.
Oh, you're a hoot.
Hoot. Hoot. That's a good one. Face boy and that face girl, you filthy heathens. Go eat some milk. Yeah. Come for me.
Yeah. Go drink some wet nuts, that almond milk.
Wet nuts.
It's a wet nut. Yeah.
Enjoy your wet nut. Both of you. And I mean it differently. The greatest immediate improvement. All right. The 20 and 30 minute periods of sleep showed evidence of sleep inertia. Okay, so that, again, is the flaw with the research that said that there were any problems with napping. Naps, like snacks, need to be done in moderation. Because if you overnap, you're just sleeping. 20 minutes is a long nap. No, 20 minutes is a short sleep.
20 minutes, it's a power nap.
No. 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
10 minutes is a power nap. 20 minutes is too much.
I disagree.
No, 20 minutes, you get your sleep inertia, according to this liberal media flawed study, obviously done in a college of people having premarital sex. So who knows? I mean, they're saying sleep inertia, so obviously they're quackos. Immediately after the naps, an improvement in alertness more than 30 minutes later, but not to a greater level than after the 10-minute period of sleep. So there you have it. Is it a now or a later thing? So, let me reiterate.
You like those little baby now or laters that you get during Halloween?
Oh, I love that.
I love those.
Yeah.
Little tiny ones, now or laters.
I wonder if that's in the snack drawer.
Have one now, save one for later.
That's beautiful. Is that the original?
Mm-hmm.
Or did you come up with that?
No, that's the original.
Oh, that's good.
Have one now, save one for later.
Ooh. That's good. Do it again.
Have one now, save one for later. Oh, for, yeah. Excuse me.
What?
Nothing.
What? What happened?
Do-do-do-do-do.
Naps. Snacks.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Naps.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Snacks.
Do-do-do-do-do. Nap.
Snacks.
Naps. Well, that's about all the time we have for you. I'm Ted Warble.
And I'm Janet Warble.
Tune in next week. Maybe we'll be here. And if you hear them filthy, foul mouth face boy, just tune out.
Yeah.
Just put on.